qu'on grève, c'est pour ça qu'on manifeste, puis c'est pour ça qu'on est 65 000 en grève aujourd'hui!
Does this sound like 2012 to you? It's actually from last Friday, when hundreds of cégep and university students took to the streets to demand more funding for higher education.
Aucune stratégie individuelle ne pourra répondre à des problèmes structurels. On doit... La lutte est collective!
The protest was the culmination of a week of strikes affecting over 65,000 students. One of those is Elke Mercier, a student at UQAM and organizer with La CRU, the group of student unions who organized the week of actions.
On veut un refinancement dans les écoles en éducation supérieure et post-secondaire et une réforme de l'aide financière aux études qui permettrait justement d'augmenter les frais de subsistance qu'on alloue en ce moment aux étudiants pour pouvoir vivre et se loger.
Last summer, Cégep started raising the alarm over $151 million in cuts. The CAC also asked school service centers to reduce expenses by almost $600 million that summer, though they've since reinvested most of that money after public pressure. This year, the CAC increased education spending by 2.4%. Although that's more than the rate of inflation, it's still less than what's needed to keep services stable, according to estimates by the Institute for Research and Socioeconomic Information, known as IRIS.
C'est sûr que si le gouvernement nous entend pas, ça sera pas la dernière grève.
The government has previously defended their investments by saying that cégeps have seen a 50% increase in financing since 2018, proportionately higher than the number of additional students. But strikers say that's still not enough to make up for crumbling infrastructure.
There's like 65% of the cégep infrastructures that are considered in bad and very bad condition.
Yeah, so the CRU is asking for a like financial reform of the, what's called the FAE. It's like the just like financial reform and aid bursary program. They're asking for international students to be included in that program, as well as it like no longer having stipulations around your parental income and all of these like weird bureaucratic things that just like makes it a lot harder for you to get financial aid for your education in this province.
This is Audrey Beaudoin, mobilization coordinator for Concordia's Arts and Science Student Association. Although Concordia and McGill didn't take part in the strikes, she was at the march to show solidarity with fellow students.
We recognize that while we speak different languages and our educational institutions are, you know, kind of thought of differently and also have different cultures, enough of the same austerity measures are going on in all of these different specific ways that we can like relate it all together. And that's like, yeah, that makes for a great community as well. And so like people can come in here, whether they speak English, whether they speak French, no matter where they're from, they can kind of just come in and find a place, which is really nice.
The march also saw solidarity across causes. The strike week coincides with the second week of strikes for Quebec's community groups. One of the strikers who asked not to be named is a cégep student and worker in a community organization. He told CKUT the two struggles are linked.
On fait face au même problème, on fait face au même combat que sont les Coopers. C'est juste à l'école, on coupe dans les services sociaux, fait qu'il y a beaucoup de gens qui vont devoir aller voir ailleurs. Puis ben quand on coupe aussi dans le ailleurs, ben ces gens-là où est-ce qu'ils vont aller?
And for him, both fights are personal. He's struggling just to get by. And will be unless things change.
En tant qu'intervenant, je peux même pas partir en appartement, je peux pas faire mon épicerie, puis payer mon école en même temps parce que ça coûte trop cher. Malgré que je fais un travail qui demande beaucoup de temps, beaucoup d'énergie. Fait que c'est juste que ben en ce moment, on est juste nous, les gens du communautaire, puis les étudiants, on est tannés de mettre autant d'énergie sans qu'on nous redonne rien.
Quebec is getting an election this fall, but for Mercier, it's not only the government that needs to change.
Si dans les 40 dernières années, le gouvernement a pas réellement fait quelque chose, est-ce qu'un changement de parti ça va vraiment faire quelque chose? On veut un changement de vision pour l'éducation supérieure.
Last week, UQAM students won tuition reductions for master's and doctoral students. Mercier says it's proof that striking works and just the first step in a larger battle for affordable education.
Mais c'est sûr que ça l'a montré à plusieurs que ça fonctionne, les moyens de pression, ça fonctionne le syndicalisme de combat et on voit que le mouvement étudiant grandit, on voit que les gens regagnent espoir et veulent changer leurs conditions. Donc oui, on est optimiste.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.